Welcome to Men in Charge in Briefs. I'm Tony Flynn. Today's show is brought to you by Treasure Maps. This time, let the treasure lead you all the way back to the map. So get yourself some treasure and start searching today. Today's episode is called the International Headache Society. And one thing to keep in mind, there really is an International Headache Society. And I guess these scientists who founded it were too embarrassed to change it into something less laughable. We'll be dropping in on a meeting of the Headache Society, so you keep your analgesics handy. Consider that this episode is undergirded by an implicit question that serves as the premise for the entire episode. Write down what you think that implicit question is, put it in an envelope with a stamp, address it to Men in Charge right here, and we'll read it on the air and then weigh its value to the listening public. But if it's correct, remember, you could win a valuable prize.
Okay, I'm sorry about that, but we have to gavel to start the meeting.
Couldn't we just flash a light or something other than that blasted gavel?
Not flashing lights, I'll go all cataleptic.
Well, listener, you haven't stumbled onto a convention hall full of union pipe fitters who just had a wild and raucous night on the town the day before. No, it's the annual meeting of the International Headache Society.
Announcer, your voice timbre is so shrill. It's like an ice pick to my temple.
Hey, what is all this with the loud noises? I'm under the table and your voices are giving me splitting migraine.
I'd like to propose a motion that we silence that announcer. Crikey, it's like waking up with a Foster's bitter hangover.
Oh, just noticed the microphone was off. Sorry. Okay, does anyone second that motion? Let me just say that we all flew in from a considerable distance for this meeting of the International Headache Society. We ought to get something done.
Oh, and why did we have to travel so cheaply? The constant buzzing in the economy cabin during my trip here was making my brain feel fried, just like now.
Did anyone else have a chatty Uber driver? Mine would not shut up.
The same happened to me. I even told driver, can't you see these trenches of pain on my forehead? I have headache, tovarish.
Okay, now don't make me use this gavel.
I make a motion that we adjourn for the day. I checked my purse/man purse, and I'm out of Tylenol Plus. Does anybody...
Oh, not so loud. But I also second the motion.
Well, we have a motion and a second. Could I have a show of hands of those who agree? Really? Nobody? I see you're all covering your faces from the harsh actinic lights they have here at the Gateway Convention Center in Collinsville, Illinois.
How about a show of winces?
Did they just say Senor Winces?
I did not, but it seems the winces have it. We're adjourned until 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Why so early? Bloody hell, I'm mad as a cut snake.
Well, the pickings are slim in the mailbag, but I'm going to rattle through and see what... Ah, here's one. This is from Jermaine Luddingford of Ames, Iowa, who asks, it's winter and the grass is too short to mow. Do I still need to be paying the neighbor kid every week? Well, that's not correct at all. And yes, you do, because you've been brought low by a child and you got to pay to diminish your embarrassment. So just don't answer the door anymore. People who do answer the door are our cast. Scott Herrick, Deborah Marlowe, Sarah O'Hare, Kevin Decker, and Davis G. Hill. This episode was written by Kevin Decker, but we have to also thank the only man who understands that a manicure is some kind of gender therapy, Brian Lindsay. And remember, don't be a fascist.